Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Quick, hey, I was wondering, that has to do with something that came up on the show, I believe, 2 days ago, I think. Maybe yesterday. Could have been yesterday. And I posted it on all of my social media, and I don't know if it got picked up by our social media people. Mel D spends most of her show researching Justin Bieber songs.
Yeah. For sure.
Hey, Eric, it's Lynn from Plainfield, and I was wondering, could this be true? See the picture attached. This blows my mind, and I can't believe someone actually does this. Is there anyone that would actually admit to this? P.S., please put this on the podcast so I can listen, as I never have been picked at any contest and would love to hear the reaction on this one. Thanks. Love you guys. Lynn from Plainfield. I don't know if it'll make the podcast, Lynn. Swanee's busy doing a little something we're going to do later on the show called That Ick.
That ick?
Yeah, well, I'll explain more on that in a second. And this is kind of that ick. It was the thing that I had mentioned, and I had showed it on the show prep that had been handed to me that just does not seem possible and is horrifically disgusting, that claimed in a recent survey, 1 in 30 people, 1 in 30 poop in the shower.
Oh, that. Oh.
Remember that?
And this originally said go to the bathroom, which you could, you would think, okay, number one.
In the shower, that's, that seems way more standard.
Yeah. But after you elaborated on it, it was like,
but there was
a
study that was released, and I had it sitting in front of me, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I took a picture of it and and shared and figured, well, that ought to be enough.
Mm.
And it came up just in passing conversation here on the show. We didn't do too much with it, because really, what are you going to do with that other than just throw it out there and be, like I said, horrified by it?
Yeah.
But do you think that's even possible?
No. It didn't even.
A lot of people are asking questions like, you know, questions I don't need to answer. I think you know the questions they're asking in regards to that.
Of course. Yeah.
It's hard not to get graphic with the questions.
Right. It's like when you walk the dog, do you have to do the same thing at your shower? You know, you take your dog for a walk. Right.
I don't even know. I've
never heard of anybody in my life ever doing that, let alone 1 in 30.
Mm-mm. That seems so incredibly high.
And unpleasant.
You know, I was about to say, you know, if you stopped 30 people on the Michigan Avenue and asked them, would you find one? Yeah, you might. If you walked up and down Michigan Avenue lately,
some people
might
go right on Michigan Avenue.
Well, that's true.
Actually, that number's higher. That's like 6 in 30.
I just saw some on the sidewalk.
Yeah, 6 in 30 do that on Michigan Avenue. Yeah, I'm not going to do that in my shower. Gross. I'll do it on Michigan Avenue. But what, are you crazy? Carrying credit card debt. The average American household has just about $17,000. We're looking for the top three credit card amounts you're currently carrying. Finish first, win a prize. Like, for example, it's a big number, but with good news. Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What was your number?
We had $65,000 on a credit card debt. Little credit cards, so MasterCards and stuff.
Yeah.
It took us 2.5 years to pay it off.
Got it all paid off. Rob a gas station?
No, very hard work.
That's pretty good.
Good job.
I was just checking.
Yeah.
In at number three, how much credit card debt, Heather?
I currently have $33,000 in credit card debt.
$33,000 in credit card debt. Oh, Woody wishes at number two. How much, Woody?
$45,000.
$45,000 on the Visa and the American Express.
Sorry, Woody.
Gonna be able to pay those down, Woody?
Well, it was that damn LuLaRoe that pretty much got us halfway into that.
The what one?
LuLaRoe, that clothing line that all these women are buying.
Yeah,
all
the women.
Lululemon,
you mean?
No, there's a LuLaRoe as well.
LuLaMon, thank you.
There's a LuLaRoe.
Is there? What is that?
It's just a different, it's a clothing line. It's not, Lululemon is like more athletic wear, and LuLaRoe is close.
I gotcha. All right, $60,000 or $45,000 in LuLaMon. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Sounds like a good idea. And finally, in at number one, 83, I'm sorry, how much, Karen?
83.
There you go.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was meaning to say how much in LuLaMon, but I said it for you. Yeah, that's a lot of LuLaMon. How'd you get to that number there?
Lots of nice things, vacations, kids play travel sports, tournaments.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. What's the outlook on being able to pay that down without getting a leg broken?
Oh, yeah, we've done it before, so no problem.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the lottery's for.
Exactly.
That's why we double your paycheck in just a little less than an hour and all day long.
That's a good idea.
Just win next hour, Karen, boom, we'll knock that thing right down.
Absolutely.
It changed you. It's trending on Twitter right now. Celebrities are talking about it. Or it was yesterday, at least. Sorry, didn't mean to steal anything else, Melody.
Ha!
The movie that most traumatized them as a child. I said yesterday I saw in Run a Wild with Bear Grylls, Channing Tatum said The Descent.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know or want to see. If it scared him, it definitely would scare me. It changed you as a child, traumatized you. Shannon.
Amityville Horror. I don't know what my parents were thinking letting me see it. I probably was 10 or... But blood down the wall.
Yeah.
If a house tells me to get out,
right.
I'm out.
I'm getting out.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson.
If the house suggests you leave, then leave.
That's why they were teaching that good life lesson early.
Traumatized you as a child. Kat.
Arachnophobia with Jeff Daniels.
Arachnophobia.
That
definitely.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, John Goodman, I think, in that one.
Yeah.
It's all about spiders.
Yeah,
thank you. Whip clarifying that, in case you're unaware. I don't know if I did, but that's about spiders.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. For some reason, I saw that.
Snakes on a plane, Eric. That's also about snakes.
I saw arachnophobia like 3 times. I don't know why.
It really didn't scare you. It didn't traumatize you.
I don't know.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
I traumatized you as a child. Which movie?
Sorry.
That's all right.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
The original.
You know, I've never seen it.
You really?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
I know. I know I'm a bad person.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I haven't seen a lot of scary movies. I don't enjoy being scared.
Right. You don't.
I don't like thrills or scares.
I think if you saw The Exorcist, you'd say you were bored.
At this point.
Yes.
But at the time when you originally saw when it was out, it was,
right.
It was
if you're a kid or something,
changer.
Yeah.
Life changer. I have seen this movie. John changed you, traumatized you as a kid.
The movie Alien, the first time you see the alien come out of the guy's chest.
Yeah, yeah. Aliens coming out of chest will do it every time. Hey, Andrea.
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. I avoid anything with Fred.
It's not supposed to be scary, but...
Yeah,
right.
As
Fred.
As do most people in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. You're so crazy.
Hi, Tariq.
Yes, sorry.
Hi.
I watched the original It movie when I was around 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a TV movie back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scary enough.
That'll sit with you.
Yeah, fear of clowns up until this day.
Yeah, I still am. I've never even seen It. And finally, Rachel, it changed you as a child, traumatized you.
The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun.
Oh, I've never seen that one, but I've seen it on the television before.
The television.
Yes. The motion picture.
It's like what my dad says. The television has stuff on it now, Eric.
And you can hear it.
And my dad always says, I'm going to get in my vehicle.
He says vehicle, too.
Yeah, so you should maybe start working that one
in,
too.
And get gasoline.
On the television.
On your vehicle.
Yeah, very scary one. Leprechaun. Here comes the top 3 things trending on Twitter with social media director Mel D. Hi, Mel.
Hey, guys.
And number 3.
Okay, YouTube has an exclusive club for when videos pass a billion views on their website.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's almost like getting a spot into music history now if your video can reach over a billion views. Ed Sheeran, Luis Fonsi, Charlie Puth are some guys in this club, and now Twitter is congratulating the popular 1985 song Take On Me.
Yeah.
Maybe we can play that later.
Yeah, maybe.
The Norwegian band becomes the first European band to accomplish this, and it's the second song from the 1980s to gain over a billion views. Oh, for a second, I thought...
Yeah, this is your standard. I have, and Whip has a clip of it.
I don't have a clip
of
this.
Oh, man, well, Whip said it, so you've obviously been talking, the two of you, in your little crushy, weird world.
No.
So he obviously knew what you were doing, but why would he know what you're doing if he wasn't...
No, because Whip mentioned some other videos that were passing.
Eminem, just a couple days ago, Eminem, he had his third video past the billion mark. And so it's been a little newsworthy. So hold on 1 second, though.
That's not important. People know the song. I feel it. There it is.
Yeah.
There we go. High note.
That's plenty. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Okay, if you have a dog, a cat, a bird, or any sort of pet, today is for them because it's National Love Your Pet Day. Twitter is filled with everybody sharing pictures of why they love their pets. There's tons of pet companies running right now. They're running contests if you want to share why you love your pet today on Twitter. So if you want to see some cute puppies and cats, get on Twitter.
It's all about loving your pet, sort of, with today's Anybody Listening Who, too.
Look at that.
Yeah, which happens in about 10 minutes.
Cool.
And finally, trending on Twitter, number 1.
Okay, that hashtag happy birthday.
birthday Rihanna is going around because today is Rihanna's birthday.
Do we know what she sounds like?
Come on.
On the replay.
Well, she turns 32 today.
32?
Yeah, 32. She's celebrating her birthday with her family and her crew down in Mexico. So fans are tweeting birthday wishes to her and everybody's streaming Rihanna all day long to celebrate.
Anybody listening who with pet visitation, 70% of people when they split up miss the pet more than they miss their ex. 50% share custody with the pet. Maybe it's not an official, maybe it's an unofficial thing, but you have an agreement to get together with the dog. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, pet visitation?
Yes, unwritten.
Okay. What is it,
actually? And, pardon me?
Go ahead, share the big story with us. I can't wait, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, it's kind of a trifecta of custody of things, but my daughter and our little dog, and then our laptop computer go back and forth.
So the dog and the daughter go back and forth together. They're a package deal.
They are a package deal, yes.
Gotcha.
And our dog loves it.
Gotcha.
Oh,
and
wow.
Is excited to see both of you, probably more so than the daughter a lot of times.
I think so, yeah.
That's the beauty of a dog. Always happy to see you.
They are. Yeah. They're so loyal.
You could have got done just killing a guy. He wouldn't care.
Yeah. Not at all. Lick it all up.
He loves you. Lori.
Hi.
Pet visitation?
Yes, it is. I have twins that were back and forth between their father and myself, and then we had a boxer, and it was written in the agreement that they would go with the twins.
The boxer goes back and forth as well.
Yes, it does.
Wow. He's got his own room.
Yeah.
His own food bowl at each place.
Yeah. He gets to see everybody's happy.
A little bit of everything,
right? We would pack up everything for the dog along with the kids, and she'd go back and forth.
Has it gone smoothly?
Yeah, it's been great.
Look at that.
Wow.
Dogs never complain.
Right.
They're always happy to get in the car.
Cool. Great.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Pet visitation?
Yeah, the only thing in our divorce. Degree was pet visitation. We have no children.
Okay.
We had two dogs.
Uh-huh. And what's the agreement say?
Every other week, they would go to the other person's house, and we both shared all expenses for our dogs.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
So all food bills, medical bills for the dogs, and you get the dog every other week.
That's not so bad.
Yep, and the new spouses loved both dogs. It worked out wonderfully.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, because who doesn't love a dog? Yeah. Doesn't cause any problems.
Look how smoothly that stuff goes. Unlike all that other stuff, right? 312-233-1019. The ick is a dating term that means you get a sudden cringe feeling when you become romantically involved with someone and become almost immediately put off and repulsed by them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Best ick. What gave you the ick, Chad?
We were out on our second or third date with her mouth open.
Oh, no, the mouth open chewing.
Oh, toothpaste.
Yeah. You can see hunks of chicken flying around in there. All sorts of weird stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the sound too.
The slappings.
Yeah.
Slobbering sounds.
If you don't have a stuffy nose and you're doing that.
Yeah. Well, then it's fine. But you at least got to preface it before dinner. Listen, right. I've got a really stuffy nose. What you're about to experience is going to be repulsive. Please don't get the icks.
Exactly.
Why don't I just sit with my back to you while I eat? All right.
Yeah, you got to let them know.
Hold on. What gave you the ick, Karen?
Hi, I was getting a tour of his house, and he had 500 of his 1,000-piece collection of Garfield in his bedroom. Figurines, stuffed animal, lamp.
Wow.
He had a sword room with a vampire kit.
Oh, it was
creepy.
Time to go. I got the ick. I just got the ick from the story. Hold on. Annette, what gave you the ick?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for about 3 months. I was really into him. He was great. Things progressed. We're alone, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I go to take off his shirt. My hands run through the hair on his back. It was a full foot.
Right.
And I made the noise and everything.
You
actually made the retching noise while taking off his shirt.
Oh, man.
No guy wants to hear a retching noise while she's taking off your shirt.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got a full bearskin rug back there.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
You're hoping she doesn't see it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so cozy in this.
All right, hold on to that. Hey, Kristen, contestant number 4, what gave you the ick?
Hey, it's a guy came and helped me move back into college. We were newly dating over the summer. and he showered in the college shower with the same sandals. His feet sucked.
Hold on. He showered in the college shower, then you clipped. Go ahead.
We showered in the college shower, and then he wore the same sandals all day long, and he was squeaking and stinking all day long of feet.
So he had stinky feet from the college shower and sandals he was wearing all day long. Is that it, or was there more?
Oh, he was wearing a trench coat in the middle of August.
There you go. I got the X.
That's his style.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a trench coat sandal look I'm going for college movement. Not many people can pull this look off.
No.
Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Chad? She was chewing with her mouth open, and we do not think she had a stuffy nose. Karen, 500 Garfield pieces in his bedroom. Annette, took his shirt off, and it was like being with a grizzly bear. Or Kristen, he wears a trench coat and has smelly sandals at college move-in in August. Melissa?
I think I'm going to go with the full back hair.
Whip.
I think I have to go with the stinky shower shoes.
Stinky shower.
Yeah, stinky shower shoes.
Moving into the stinky shower in college. Hey, Kristen.
Yeah.
Woo! When your love goes sick and whiskey won't do the trick.
Always does the trick.
You need to get away quick. Huh. What gave you the ick?
All those things gave me the ick.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Relationship experts say couples should do this for 10 seconds every day in order to help their relationship. 10 seconds of what, Gina?
Is it kiss?
Kissing. No.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my
no,
guess.
No kissing. Mm. No kissing. 10 seconds of what, Jasmine?
Hugging.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so nice. I love a hug. Yeah. That's great.
Yes, super.
10 seconds super. Is a really good spot on time.
Jasmine, are you in a relationship?
I sure am.
Do you hug for at least 10 seconds every day?
You know, I try to, but he seems to pull away before I want to.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of true, too, because Melissa said just a second ago, just 10 seconds? And I think you underestimate how long 10 seconds is. Like, watch, while you're on the phone with us, Jasmine, I'm going to count off 10 seconds. So imagine we start hugging right now.
Hug yourself.
Oh.
Just wait.
Yeah, I'm done right now.
Waiting.
Then you take a deep breath.
And there's 10 seconds.
Now, that did feel a little bit long.
It's kind of a long hug, don't you think, Jasmine?
I like a lingering one, though, but.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to stick around that long, right?
I can try.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Don't let go. No. It's kind of a long time, right?
Yeah.
Longer than you thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure.
Hugs release the cuddle hormone, which is important for bonding with your partner. Experts say when embracing your partner, make it last for at least 10 seconds in order for it to be effective, the release of said cuddle hormone.
That's so nice. Maybe long you could time. Talk during it so it would feel...
That would make it worse.
Yeah, that would make it worse. If you were saying something nice. Yeah,
what's for dinner?
Yeah. No, like...
How long really are we like how long have we been doing this?
No.
Yeah. Is it 10 seconds yet?
Are we going to reach 10 seconds yet? Can I let go? We about done?
Yeah, that'll help.
And then also, hugs create an intimate bond. Hugs help couples resolve issues. You know when you're fighting? Just start hugging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The for issues sure. tend to start to dwindle.
Okay.
And then hugs can also take away pain and de-stress you.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You did know that?
Well, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I love hugging.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, it's very warm and fuzzy. It sort of takes away all the stress.
If it'll take away pain, I'm all for that. Like, if I've got, you know...
If you can get a back massage out of it.
Yeah. That or, you know, like a
foot rub.
Yeah. I twist an ankle or something.
Yeah.
Take away a little pain. I'm all for that. A new study says women are less attracted to men who look, quote, too easy to seduce.
Ah, yes.
So if you're a guy who has a look that is determined to be, he's too easy to seduce, They are less attracted to you, not more.
Yeah, because you'll fall for anything.
The findings published in the Journal of Evolutionary Behavioral Sciences showed that women were able to pick up on these exploitability cues and determine how easy a man would be to manipulate or seduce.
Wow.
A finding which researchers say mirrors that of a previous study. However, unlike men, women are not attracted to a man if he shows a sign of being easy to seduce, manipulate, deceive, or pressure into doing it, whether it's because he's drunk, young, or immature. Men, on the other hand, love that.
Yeah, apparently.
We're actually looking for that from you ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
Women are attracted to cues that indicate a man is romantically interested in them, such as being flirtatious, and which indicate their health and genetic fitness, such as being intelligent and good-looking. So, Whip, they're looking for us to be flirtatious, intelligent, and good-looking, as opposed to bedroom looks that make them think, hey, too easy to get in there, I'm not interested.
Yeah, as long as it's for her only. I think that's what it seems to say, right?
Yeah.
It's like he has the eyes for you, but he's not like that with everybody. If another girl came by, he wouldn't be doing that.
Women are interested in men that seem interested in them, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the original headline. Women are less attracted to men who look too easy to seduce. Can you give me an example of who that might be? Who is that guy? One of those men where you see him and you go, that's a perfect example of a guy who's too easy to seduce.
Right.
Let me throw this one out there. John Mayer.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Does John
pretty
Mayer
good.
Look too easy to seduce?
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, he still would probably, which flies in the face of this entire study.
Well, right. Unless he has a guitar. That should be the caveat in there.
Yeah, I think you could just look at him and be like, my room? Uh-huh. And he would say, okay. Yeah.
So he's too easy. He looks too easy to seduce.
Yeah, there's all something
to
that.
You want a challenge, you know, somebody that's going to like...
All right. Give me more examples of men that look too easy to seduce.
Man, yeah, I think this one through.
Orlando Bloom, yes or no?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, he's even worse than John Mayer.
Really? Right? Wow, okay. I'm sure Katy Perry loves hearing that. Niall Horan. Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles seems kind of easy,
really?
Doesn't he?
Too easy to seduce? Does he look too easy to seduce?
I don't know.
What do you think about Matthew McConaughey? Seems kind of like down for anything, right?
Maybe that's just his general attitude, though.
Yeah,
if he didn't talk
right.
to you, just saw his picture, would you think, oh, yeah, he's too easy to seduce? 312-233-1019. Who has that look, that guy where you go, yeah, he's too easy to seduce? I'd also love, but I think this is an impossible answer, to try to find somebody who looks impossible to seduce.
Oh!
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
You could offer up anything under the sun. That guy's not going for it.
I think Brad Pitt looks too difficult to seduce.
Yeah, I think he looks too easy.
Really?
Oh, I don't think
he
does.
He doesn't seem interested in anything.
Really? You think Brad Pitt looks too hard to seduce?
Yeah, I think he'd be really hard.
All right, let's go. Ladies, where are you? 312. This is an easy one. 312-233-1019. We've given you a bunch of examples. Too easy to seduce, too hard to seduce. Who are you putting on those lists? You had any luck coming up with any, Melissa?
I did.
What'd you get?
I'll be interested to see if people agree. So I think the easy one to seduce would be James Franco.
James Franco.
Totally.
Right?
Women are less attracted to men who look too easy to seduce. You say James Franco. Okay, I might give you that. Kelly, this is a perfect one.
Hi, too easy to seduce would be Rob Gronkowski.
Gronk.
Oh, for sure.
That guy's like the poster child.
For sure.
Totally.
That's really, really good.
You take look at Gronk and you go, yeah.
Yeah.
No question.
And that requires zero effort
That's
or work.
That's true.
Nothing.
Totally.
Gronk.
So good.
That is a good one. Chris, too easy or too difficult to seduce?
Too difficult, Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell looks too difficult to seduce.
Yeah.
Hard to impress.
That's pretty good, too.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. He might not go for anything.
No.
Mm-mm.
Simon Cowell. Throwing out a few more. Hi there, Terry.
Hi, yes.
Hi. Too easy to seduce?
Too hard to seduce.
Too hard?
Chris Evans.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth.
Both of them look difficult to seduce.
Me.
To you.
Especially Chris Evans.
Really?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I think they're kind of in the middle for me. They're not like as dramatic as the other.
Trying to see if I was standing in a bar and I look over there and I see Chris Hemsworth, if I think in my mind, oh yeah, he's turning every woman down. Or if I think in my mind, oh yeah, whoever throws himself at him, he's going to go for it.
He takes himself really, really seriously.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you don't know that if you're standing at a bar looking at him. This is about looks, not about his personality.
Well, I know, but still, I think he gives off that look.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, how are you?
Too easy or too difficult to seduce?
Too easy.
Who would that be?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
That grin gets you every time.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. Yeah,
very little work right there.
Heard some stories.
That's pretty good.
Very little. Hey, Jerry, too easy or too difficult to seduce?
Hey, I have one of each.
One of each, okay.
Hey, yeah, too easy is Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is too easy to seduce.
Really? He scares
looks too
me.
Easy
I
to seduce.
Know what to do.
Wow. Oh, he looks like he'd be, like, totally into it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who would be too difficult?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Who I just watched last night.
Start swearing at you.
Yeah. You're so funny.
I turned that on last night, the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, Hitman's Bodyguard. Okay.
He's every time.
He's in, like, 200 movies. So,
yeah. Ryan Reynolds. Too funny.
They're so very good funny. Together, yeah.
Hi, Janina.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Difficult or too hard to seduce? Or too easy or too difficult?
Way too difficult. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Like, what do you throw at him? Like, what is he like? What do you do?
Huh. I think he'd be too
difficult. He'd just stare at you.
Keanu Reeves is going to come into play on Three Story Thursday.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I don't know why I love him lately.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves will come into play a little bit later on this morning after 9 o'clock on Three Story Thursday.
Go ahead.
One of you decide to talk. Go ahead,
Violetta. You go. No, I was just thinking Jay Cutler was really difficult to seduce.
He looks way too easy to seduce. I could seduce Jay Cutler.
No, because he's so, like, emotionless. No,
I could do it. Yes, Melissa?
Oh, and I had hard to seduce as Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I might see. That I could see. What about Samuel L. Jackson, like she said? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hitman Bodyguard. So we were playing the clip from earlier this year where Melissa wasn't paying attention during the show.
Yeah.
Shocking.
What?
Yeah. And then we said, all right, well, that's a good lead-in for Tech's topic of the day, who has the most aggravating coworker who does the most aggravating thing. Here are the finalists. You ready?
Yeah.
Buying stuff on Amazon while at work, and I'm her supervisor, and she doesn't care.
Oh, wow.
Like Melissa. Well, we're just having Melissa.
I think a lot of people online shop.
Co-worker picks her ears and wipes it all over his chair. Or picks his earwax and wipes it all over his chair.
Oh.
She talks about gluten nonstop on one of those.
Yeah.
And my co-worker eats yogurt every morning and proceeds to scrape every last drop out of the cup.
Oh, my God. That is so annoying.
Humming off-key, it sounds like a mosquito in my ear. My coworker gives me a verbal rundown of everything she's doing. Like, I'm going to call this person because I need to call them. I'm going to go mail this. Melissa does that, too.
Do I do that?
Remember, when we are in the kitchen, you'll be like, I'll be standing there getting coffee, like, okay, you'll be talking to yourself, gonna get coffee, and then make a quick run, wash your hands, gotta wash my hands,
and then I gotta go fill the cup.
Like, why are you telling me all this? Slurping ramen noodles at his desk while clipping his fingernails.
Oh, man.
My coworker knits in the middle of teaching kindergarten. My coworker paces around the office talking on his phone, except he has his earbuds in and still holds the phone up to his mouth. Yeah, that would be crazy.
No.
In at number three, aggravating coworker. Our 68-year-old boss doesn't wear a bra, ever.
Whoa. Hey, Jug.
At number two, reheating salmon and Brussels sprouts in our office.
Oh, the worst. Very healthy, smells though. Ever.
See, I would rather have the Oreos light the place on fire.
Let's get to go outside for
salmon and Brussels sprouts.
I heat up weird things.
And finally, in at number one, your aggravating coworker, Sarah.
Hi. My coworker, she picks at her scalp and flicks the dandruff or the scab that she finds and flicks it at her desk.
There we go.
I call those nubs. Yeah.
She picks at her scalp and face and keeps everything on her desk. Nice.
Yeah, it used to be at the lunch table, so we stopped going to lunch.
Yeah.
So we stopped going to lunch.
We all just stopped eating. Whip loves this stuff.
I do.
So he lives his life.
He does.
Definitely. I know all this stuff you're about to say already.
If the zodiac says it, if the stars align a certain way, if an astrologer in the back of the Sun Times says live your life a certain way, Whip does it.
Sydney Omar is God.
These zodiac signs trust their dog more than their partner.
Okay.
Melissa, you have a dog. Your dog, Butch?
Yeah, he's so
sweet. What is your zodiac sign?
Mine is Libra.
Libra. Whip, you had a dog Tiny, now you got a cat Rex.
That's right.
Or Rexy.
Rexy, but you can call her Rex.
Gotcha.
That's fine.
And your zodiac sign is what?
Virgo.
Virgo. Violetta.
Yes.
You don't have a dog.
I don't.
Or a cat.
But I still want my zodiac red.
But maybe when you move into your new place, we'll get you an animal.
Yeah.
Like a all fish right. or something.
Ooh,
fish is
maybe
a good
like
starter
a
pet.
A
yeah.
showfish?
You know, we've got the new dog at home, Milo. The Milo the dog. We'll see if I trust Milo. These are the five zodiac signs that trust their dog more than their partner. Do you think you make the list as a Libra, Melissa?
I'm going to say yes.
Your five are Gemini, Cancer, Virgo. There you go.
Really?
There you go. Trust in the animals more than the partner. Scorpio and Aquarius. Oh, man, that's me. That's me. Me and Milo. Yep, sorry, Melissa.
This isn't making any sense.
Yeah. I'm so surprised it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, don't fight it.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.